Let's pray together as we get started.
让我们开头用祷告来开始。
Father, we have so much to be thankful for. Your blessings are new every day. Your glory is throughout the world. And now we have a chance to come together and sing about that and hear from you, from your word, and to just to give you much thanks. So we thank you for this day. Help us to have ears to hear, eyes to see what you have for us, and give us open hearts to be directed by your Holy Spirit. We just give you thanks. You have not left us alone. You're here with us now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, let's continue our time together talking about the ideal of attitude.
很高兴我们今天能够继续在一起谈关于一个很重要的一个课题，也就是态度的问题。
I'm sure you've heard of a bad attitude or a good attitude. Father, at times, you need an attitude adjustment, which usually meant a point of discipline.
我想起我父亲在的时候，他常常跟我讲说你在态度上你需要做一个调整，通常呢那都是一个管教的时刻。
I read this from Chuck Swindoll. He's a well-known pastor. I read this 40 years ago, but I sure do need reminders of this type more and more.
我读到了这么一个这么一段话，这是从一个非常有名的40年前非常有名的一个牧者Chuck Swindoll 他所讲的一句话，但是呢这他的话呢越来越让我感觉越来越深刻。
He said, "The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts."
他说到呢，我活得越久呢，我就越来越能够明白这个态度在我生命当中的影响。态度呢，对我来讲呢。是比事实还要重要的一回事。
It's more important than the past, education, money, circumstances, failures, successes, or what other people think, say, or do.
态度呢比我们的过去还要重要，比我们的教育，比我们的金钱，比环境，比失败，比成功，或者比甚至比这个人怎么去想或说或做都还要来得重要。
It's more important than appearance or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home.
它甚至比一个人的外表、一个人的才能、一个人技能都还要重要。它能够使一个公司、一个教会、一个家能够合一，或者是使一个家公司或者一个教会来分裂。
The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we embrace for that day.
但是有一件非常不寻常的事，就是在我们每天的生活当中呢，这个我们的态度呢确实我们可以来选择来做选择的。
We cannot change our past.We cannot change the facts that people will act in a certain way.
很显然的，我们没有办法改变我们的过去，我们也没有办法改变一个人在对事情的这个反应做出什么样的这个作为出来，我们也没有办法去改变的。
We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play the one string.We have, and that is our attitude.
我们没有办法改变这些不可改变的这个不变的事实，但是呢，有一件事情呢，却是我们可以来掌握的，那个就是我们的态度。
He ended by saying, "I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me, 90% how I react."To it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes.
我深深相信呢，我们的一生呢，10%我们生命当中呢，10%是就是发生在我身上的，但是有90%呢，确实我们可以，确实靠着我们怎么样来反应对这件事情的反应。所以呢，这我今天要和大家一起来分享的就是我们怎么样来控制我们自己的这个态度。
The topic today is the mind, or some translations say the mindset. Other translations say the attitude of Christ.
今天我们要分享的这个主题呢，是关于这个心智问题。有时候翻译成这个我们的这个心智，或者说是呢我们对于这个基督的这个态度问题。
It's funny for me that little things throw me off or change my attitude. They change my mindset.
有一件很有趣的事情就是呢，常常一点点的小事呢，就能够改变我的这个态度，来甚至改变我整个的这个心智。
Easy for me to have something throw me off and to have a bad attitude for the rest of that day.
很容易的呢，当我有了这个不好的这个态度的时候呢，让我一整天呢，我都会觉得很难过。
Now I can come up with a number of reasons or excuses about why I have a right to have a bad attitude.
但是我可以来做出一个归论呢，一个结论呢，就是为什么我会有这个在那个时候会有这个不好的态度。
Now be honest, how often have you wanted to tell someone what was really on your mind, or so to say, give them a piece of your mind?
有多少的时候呢，我们愿意来和人家坦诚的来分享我们心中是在想什么或者说是我们或者说是告诉他们我心中的这个想法。
This would not be good for me for two reasons. I don't have enough to spare, and they would likely be worse off with the peace of mind I would give them.
我可以想到有两个很好的理由，就是我没有给我自己很好的一个空间，或者说是呢我没能够，或者说是呢他们可能会让这个整个事情呢变得更糟。
Is this peace of mind something that you have? You know, this is an idiom for America. Do you have the same?
No.
No. Okay. So we say this often in America. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. Okay. When I try to change a bad attitude, I find myself just getting even a little more frustrated.
很多的时候呢，当我试着尝试去改变我的这个不好的态度的时候呢，我发觉我自己反而陷入一个更沮丧的一个境界。
So this is one of the reasons I picked this topic today. I've struggled with this, and I know God has a very different plan for me on this topic.
这也是其中第一个最大的一个理由，为什么我今天选择这个态度这个主题来和大家一起来分享。因为我本身我就一直在挣扎的，究竟今天这个态度是不是这个题目是不是合适？但是上帝呢或许上帝呢，他对这个主题呢，他有不同的这个见解的。
Now one thing I've identified for myself is I'm so much better off when I'm rested. I don't seem to have those bad attitude moments, but it's mostly when I get too busy.
我深深的了解到，当我在休息的时候，安静的时候呢，那 我的态度是比较好一点的，但是呢，很多的时候呢，当我事情一忙起来呢，我的态度就可能变得很糟了。
I have to come to look at this ideal of changing my attitude, like my thoughts, as it talks about in Philippians 4:8.
归咎了一个终归的一个总结呢，怎么样来改变我的这个自己的这个态度呢？就像在腓立比书四章八节这里所说到的。
So finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
在腓立比书四章八节这里说到，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
So it's not about trying to stop thinking of bad things, but think about good things that replace them.
他并不是说到要我们来改变，要我们不要去想那些坏的这个想法，而是让我们自己用一些好的这个想法呢，来取代这些不好的想法。
So rather than trying to stop having a bad attitude, I'm better to let a better attitude take its place.
与其让我们想尽办法不要有这些坏的这个态度，倒不如呢用一些好的这个正确的这个态度呢来取代它。
We live in difficult times today, not just in the adult world.Maybe even more so in the lives of youth.
今天呢，我们是活在一个不仅仅对这个成人这个世界是非常困难的一件事情，特别是对那些年轻的这个生命呢，他们可能经历到更艰难的。
Politics and cultural issues have become issues that are pulling families apart, and even the church family.
政策呢？政治呢？甚至这个文化的这些观念呢，已经现在呢，已经变成了这个使家庭甚至整个教会这个。这个家庭里面都成为分裂的一个因素了。
This cultural pressure is nothing really new, but it seems to me to be increasing, getting more and more so.
这个文化的这个压力呢，虽然不是一件新鲜的事情，但是在今日的这个现实的这个时代来讲呢，它却变得越来越这个扮演着这个重要的角色。
In the 1960s, I can remember how much our generation wanted to be different in its own way.
我记得在60年代呢，我知道我们这个年代的这个人们呢，都想尽了办法要和别人用我们自己的方法呢，来表现出和人不同。
We didn't want to be identified with the values and policies of our parents, our government, our capitalism, or our churches.
我们不想要这个让人家知道我们赞同我们自己的这个不管是这个我们人生的这个价值观念，或者说是我们这个父母的这个观念。或者说是我们政府，我们这个这个生活上或者教会里面的这些这个价值呢，我们不想去认同。
To be honest, in 1970, I went from wearing a three-piece suit and a tie to bell-bottom jeans, tie-dye T-shirts, and long hair.
我记得在七零年代呢，我们总喜欢 穿的这个这个上身是这个领带，就是西装领带，但是下身呢却是穿着这个牛仔裤的，或者说是呢我们喜欢穿这个这个打领带的这个这个 T 恤，或者是留长发。
Today I see a desperation to somehow be different than the other 8 billion people in the world, and especially for young people.
今天呢，我特别看到这个这些80亿的人们呢特别是在这些年轻人身上，他们是拼命的想要来告诉别人他们是多么的和人不一样的。
Think of this. If things were to get worse in the world regarding politics and pressures from the world, God is with us, but He wants us to be there for each other in the family of God.
但是对于这个政治和这个文化的这一世界所带给我们的这些压力呢，我相信是会越来越糟的。但是呢既然上帝与我们同在，他希望呢我们是能够彼此能够团结在一起来分享的。
We are really what he has given us to each other, and for many of us, even if our families turned against us, we must always be there for the church family, for each other.
我们真正是在这个地球上，我们是应该要在一起的纵使当我们的这个家人和我们就是有不同意见争吵的时候呢，但是我们这个教会的这个家庭呢，我们仍然应该是要和谐的团结在一起的。
Fortunately, we have God's revealed word and His Holy Spirit to guide our lives, as in 1 Philippians, or as Philippians, excuse me, 1:27.
但是很幸运的呢，我们有上帝向我们启示他自己的话语，也有这个圣灵呢来帮助我们在他的话语实现在我们生活当中就像在腓立比书1:27这里所说的。
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.
在腓立比书1:27这边讲到说呢，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我们叫我或来见你们，或不知你们在哪里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
So I know we've already gone through this scripture, but let me read it again in Philippians 2:1-11.
虽然刚才我们已经念过了腓立比书2:1-11，但是我在这里我还是愿意再来念一遍。
Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility, value others above yourself. Not only to your own interest, look not only to your own interest for each other, each of you, but to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我们的喜乐，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。 个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。 所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。Yeah,
this passage shows us the joyful difference that having the mind of Christ can make in our lives.
这段话呢，告诉我们一个。 非常喜乐，就是基督的这个心呢，让我们的这个生命呢，有了不同的这个喜乐。Now
in these first four verses, there were two personal attitudes that were the opposite of Christ-likeness, and were getting in the way of the joy of the Philippians, and also Paul in ministering to them.
在这里第一到四节这里呢，这有两个。 属人的这个态度呢，那是和基督的这个样式呢是非常不一样的。在这里呢，我们看到保罗也同样的在传福音的时候说到。Now
Paul starts off with sounds like something questionable, but it's really not if, it's really a true statement more. Since you have these things in common,
保罗呢，一开始的时候，好像是在提问题一样，但是事实上呢，他是在做一个真理的这个宣告呢，因为在这里呢，有一些的这个共同点。You
see, unity in the body of Christ is not something we have to work for; it's something we already have. But we do need to protect it.
你可以看见呢，在基督耶稣里的这个身体呢，是合一的，这件事情呢，并不是我们努力可以来做得到的，而是呢，它本身就是上帝已经赐给我们的，而且呢，只是我们，但是我们需要呢。
Also, when Paul is talking about fulfill my joy, make my joy complete, he's not talking about the joy of the presence of the Lord, but it's that which comes from the contact, the mutual respect, the joy that we have with being with each other.
当保罗在说到说让我们的这个生命充满喜乐的时候呢，并不是讲到说这个。 关于上这个我们主耶稣存在的这个喜乐，而是讲到说呢，当我们圣徒彼此来互相尊重，彼此来互相的来合一的时候，我们所产生的那份的喜乐。He
is talking about how selfish ambition and conceit can interrupt our joy.
他在这里的确说到了，当我们 有了这个自私的这个目标，或者我们想独树一帜的这个心态呢， 常常我们就会让这个欢乐呢来失去了。
Selfish ambition is kind of the desire to have some to promote themselves at the expense of others.
当我们说到这个自私的这个追求的这个目标的这个这个欲望的时候呢，我们常常讲到的是用别人的就是说为了我们自己的利益而来让别人来受苦。
Competitive spirit that prompts some to try to get ahead, often without regard for the needs of others.
一个竞争的一个心态呢，常常让我们呢想要超越别人，而不去管别人的这个需要。
Now conceit is a desire to be noticed, considered, and appreciated.Sometimes at the expense of others. My needs are more urgent and important than the needs of others. That's conceit.
自负呢是一种这个欲望呢，常常需要想要得到别人的这个关注别人的这个顾念，或者是别人的赞赏，但是呢却让别人会受苦的。常常呢我的需要是比别人的这个需要呢都还要紧急，还要重要的。
Selfish ambition and conceit are both rooted in pride.
这个自私呢，跟这个自负呢，常常呢都是源自于这个骄傲。
So what does Paul suggest in verse 4? Let each of you look out not only for your own interest, but also for the interest of others.
但是保罗在第四节这里他怎么教导我们呢？他说我们不仅仅要看到我们自己的这个需要，我们同时也要顾念到别人的需要。
Do you know in the New Testament there's 100 one another statements that put others first and yourselves in a place of lesser priority?
你们晓得吗？在新约在这个圣经的这个新约里面呢，有不止上百次呢的这个宣告说明了这个我们应该要把别人放在我们自己之前。
Love one another, build up one another, serve one another, comfort one another. I could go on and on, but that's a message for a different time.
我简单的举个几个例子，譬如说彼此相爱，彼此建造，彼此来服侍自己，彼此来服侍，彼此来安慰，这只不过是其中的一些，我可以继续讲好多的。
In fact, Philippians 2:1 through 11 is a passage where we get the acronym of joy, J-O-Y.Jesus first, others next, yourselves last.
在腓立比书第二章十一节呢，这里有可以推演出一个欢乐英文字的这个欢乐 J-O-Y 的这个缩写，它就是这个耶稣基督在最先，然后其次是这个别人，最后才是我。这样和这个 J-O-Y 它就是这几个名词的缩写。
So let's pick up this passage in Philippians 2:5, which is the key verse of these ideas.
现在让我们来看到这个腓立比书二章第五节这边，这里是整段的这个经文的这个重心。
In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset.As Jesus Christ.
在我们彼此的这个关系当中呢我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。
So, let this mindset, attitude, whatever you want to call it, which was also in Jesus Christ, be yours.
不管我们讲这个心智，或者是讲思维，或讲态度，但是在这里最重要的呢 我们通常也讲到这个耶稣基督呢，那现在呢，就是让我们来看看这些这些态度的这个所带出来的一些特点。
So let's look at those attitudes that we see brought out in the characters of Jesus a little.
那我们接下来呢，我们就会看到，就会带出在耶稣基督里头这些态度所带出来的一些特点。
Number one, his attitude is an unselfish attitude. Number two, a sacrificial attitude. Number three, a servant attitude. Four, a humble attitude. And five, an obedient attitude.
这里有五种不同的这个主耶稣的这个特点。其中第一个呢，也就是一个不自私的态度。第二个呢，是一个牺牲的这个态度。第三个呢，是一个做仆人心智的这个态度。第四个呢，是一个谦虚的态度。第五个呢，就是一个完全顺服的态度。
Number one, Jesus has an unselfish attitude.
我们首先要谈到呢，耶稣基督呢，他有一个非常不自私的这个态度。
Too many of the Philippians' actions were based on their personal interests and agenda rather than the attention to Christ.
很多的这些腓立比人呢，他们的行为是根据于这怎么样来这个夺取自身的更多的这个利益和这个完全是自私的用心，而不是把他的这个观念呢放在主耶稣身上。
Jesus lived and died in such a contrast to the self-centeredness that many of them were practicing.
耶稣基督呢死在十字架上呢，正和这个当时人这个实际生活完全以自我为中心是完全相反的。
With his eternal deity, he had every right to remain on the throne of heaven, but he unselfishly set that aside.
因为他主耶稣他有永生的这个神性呢，他是可以按照他的这个意志，完全这个留在这个天上的宝座上呢，但是呢，他却毫无这个保留的呢把这些天上的这个宝座荣华都放在一边。
His love for us compelled him to go to the cross instead of avoiding the pain, the shame of our sin and punishment. He took that on for each of us.
他的爱呢强迫了他呢走上了这个十字架的这个道路，而不是避免这个让这个罪的这个羞耻和这个惩罚临这个痛苦临这个去避免这些，相反的呢，他甘心乐意的接受。为了我们每一个人，他甘心乐意的接受这些。
Number two, Jesus went to the cross with a sacrificial attitude.
第二呢，耶稣呢，他带着一种牺牲的这个态度呢，走上了十字架的道路。
He was the one and only perfect and final sacrifice that would be sufficient for the forgiveness of our sins.So that we could have the free gift of eternal life.
他是这个世上唯一一个完美无瑕疵，而他自己的却成为了这个他自己却成为这个为了原谅我们的这个罪恶呢，他自己。成了这个最后的这个祭品呢，而让我们能够有永生。
Paul says he made himself of no reputation, which means he made himself nothing, or literally emptied himself. Have you ever been overly concerned about your reputation? What others think of you?
不以自己为强夺，他的意思是讲呢，虚己，或者说是照字面上来讲呢，是把自己来倒空。 我们是不是曾经有过，在很注意到别人怎么样来看待我们自己，或者考虑到我们自己的这个面子问题的时候呢？
I confess I have. Number three, Jesus has a servant attitude, and his servanthood is pictured of his attitude of selflessness, paying the price that was sacrificial in order to become a servant.
耶稣有一个作为仆人的这个心智呢，他这个作为仆人的这个形象呢，是乃在表现在他的完全的不自私，为了成为一个仆人呢，他付上了这个牺牲的这个代价。
Someone wrote, Jesus did not pretend to be a servant. He wasn't an actor playing a role. He actually was a servant.
有人这么写道说，耶稣呢，他并不是在演一台戏，他是仆人的这个角色。相反的呢，他实际上他是真正真正的一个仆人。
This was the true expression of his innermost nature. He was the God-man, deity and humanity united in one, and he came as a servant.
他来到这个世上呢，成为一个仆人呢，这真正的是表现出他主耶稣他真正的这个最深处的这个本性出来。 因为他是神，也是人，他的神性，他的人性呢，是在他里面是合而为一的。
I recently had a two-day leadership meeting with a few others, and we all agreed, none of us are qualified to lead until we are willing to do so with the heart of a true servant. And Pastor Gary will say that to you also.
最近呢，我参加了一个两天的这个。 有关于领导统御的一个会议呢，和其他的这个牧者呢，有这样的一个机会，我们每个人呢，我们都非常的这个赞同呢。如果我们没有一个真正的愿意当仆人的这个心呢，那我们是没有办法来成为一个好的领导者的。
The term deacon, for example, means a household slave, a table servant, to describe one of these spiritual offices of leadership.
在这个教会里面呢，有一个这个执事这样的一个职务的这个名称呢，它的意思呢，也就是说，是一个家里面的一个奴隶奴仆，那。 这个负责管理食物的这个表达呢，也是在这个教会里头这个属灵的里面一个领导的一个代称。So
in a world that's filled with competition, wanting to get one step up, everybody, we should be looking for ways to serve each other.
简而言之呢，在这个充满了这个竞争，而且想要在别人之上的这个观念呢，之前呢，我们都应该要去想想看，我们怎么样能够来先去这个来服侍这些人们，在。 刚才所说的这些之上。
Number four, Jesus has a humble attitude. The mind of Christ is a humble mind and very different from the attitudes promoted by our world.
第四呢，耶稣呢，他有一个谦虚的一个态度。这耶稣基督的的这个心智呢，他的是一个谦虚的这个心智，是和这个鼓吹和这个世界所鼓吹的这个态度呢是完全不一样的。
I think humility is often misunderstood. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but it's thinking about yourself less.
谦虚呢经常被人来误解。他谦虚呢并不是说来这个看清自我，而是说呢不要把自己看得过重。
Certainly Jesus didn't think of himself less, or he didn't think less of himself. He knew completely who he was, but he was lowly of mind.
耶稣呢，显然他并不看清他自己，他深知道他自己是上帝的儿子。那但是呢，他在这个人世间呢，他却刻意的放低调。
So back to verse 3. In lowliness of mind, lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than yourself.
让我们回到第三节，这边讲到呢，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Now humility is probably the slipperiest of all the graces. Just when you think you have it, you've lost it.
谦虚呢，很可能是在grace
number 70. Oh, okay.
在所有的这个恩典里面呢，谦虚呢，可能是最不容易掌握的，因为当你自认为足够谦虚的那一刻呢，事实上你就不够谦虚了。
To this church at Philippi, humility was viewed as a very negative thing. I think it is today also.
甚至呢，在这个当时的这个腓立比这个教会呢，谦虚呢被看作是一个非常负面的一件事情，即使是到现在仍然如此。
We hear a lot today about pride for different issues, marches, gatherings. John Stott said, "Pride is your greatest enemy. Humility is your greatest friend."
在我们的生活当中呢，我们会听到很多关于自满自豪这个对生命当中不同的这个事情呢，我们会感到自豪自满。但是约翰史考克呢，他这里讲了一段非常有意义的一段的话。他说，这个自豪呢，是我们人这个是你的最大的敌人呢，谦虚呢，是你反而是你最好的朋友。
Now I say this for all of us, we shouldn't worry about our reputation in the world, but rather before God.As it mentions in 1 Peter 5:6.
我们呢实在不应该太注重于这个世界对我们的这个观感怎么样。相反的呢，我们要把我们的这个注意力呢集中在这个神的这个话语上面，就像彼得前书5:6这么说到。
Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.
Amen. 在彼得前书5:6这么说道：所以你们要自卑，伏在上帝大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Lastly, number 5.How Jesus has an obedient attitude.
最后呢，让我们来看耶稣呢，他有一个完全顺服的态度。
Now Philippians 2:8, if we were to go back to that, he became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
在腓立比书二章八节呢，那差我来的是与我同在，他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
Similarly, in John 8:29, Jesus said, "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please Him."
哦，这段我刚刚哦已经读过了。Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I just read it.
You just read it. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry. Obedience is an attitude before it's an action. I can say, God, you have my life. You can use it for whatever you want, for your glory. And there's where we're going to end up in the end, in these last few verses, 9 through 11.
顺服呢，是我们在采取行动之前的一个态度。我可以对神说，我的生命都是属于你，你可以用我的生命，为着你荣耀的缘故，做任何你所喜悦的事情。接下来呢，这我们就会谈到在第九到十一节所说的。
Whereas Jesus so unselfishly sacrificed his life on the cross, after serving the Father in humility and complete obedience, he was afterwards highly exalted by God.
在因着耶稣基督呢，他完全不自私，牺牲的这个他自己的这个在十字架。在这个十字架上呢，他牺牲了这个他自己的生命呢，为了要来服侍这个父神。那最后呢，这个父神呢，把他高举在众人之上。
He's given the name above all names. Every knee will bow and tongue confess he is Lord.To the glory of the Father.
上帝赐给他呢，万民这个之上的这个名，而且每一个膝都要来跪拜他，每一个口舌呢都要来颂赞他，称他为主，将荣耀归给神。
Now have you thought about this?We already have that privilege of confessing and bowing our knee to Jesus. But we will enjoy it even more in the future as we're with Him in glory.
我们现在呢，已经有了完全的这个，这个特权呢，我们可以在这个，耶稣面前呢，来承认，来这个屈膝，但是我们知道呢，将来在他的这个荣光之中呢，我们会有更多的这个机会。
So all who imitate him and treat one another in lowliness of mind, all will be exalted in God's due time. That's what his word says. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
所以我们效法这个基督呢，我们彼此来谦卑自己的呢到这个神的这个时候到来的时候呢，我们都将会被高举我们对这些谦卑自己的人我们都会被高举的。
I probably should have reminded you in this in the first case, in case you've been thinking, I don't know that I can obtain the mind of Christ.
我应该这个在一开头就和大家一起来分享，免得大家以为我不晓得我可以这个获得这个耶稣基督同样的心智的。
If you have trusted Jesus for your salvation.And the gift of eternal life from Him, you have the mind of Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. You can live in this way in Jesus.
如果你相信耶稣基督的救赎呢，那你已经得到了这个 永恒的这个生命的这份礼物呢，那你就已经拥有了耶稣基督的心智，那你可以活出耶稣基督的这个样式。
Let me finish up here by sharing 1 Corinthians 2:14 through 16 with you. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that have come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ.
最后呢，想和大家一起来分享哥林多前书第二章第十四到十六节，这里说到呢，然而属血气的人不会领会上帝圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道同为这些事，唯有属灵的人才能看透属灵的才能看透。属灵的人能看透万事，却没有人能看透了他。谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们是有基督的心的。
And this also tells us that we are in Christ and everything we do is intended to flow from who we are.
这也告诉我们我们是在基督里面的，我们每一个人呢都是被造要来让基督的这个心呢从我们流露出来的。
So we are a new creation. So just as we get up every day and get dressed, we can think of like putting our new clothes on. Ephesians 4:22-24 says.
我们都是新造的人，所以呢，每当我们每天穿衣服的时候呢，我们就要思想到我们是在穿上我们这个新衣，就好像腓立比书4:22-24这么说到的，以弗所书。
Paul speaking to the Ephesians says, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, but be made new in the attitude of your minds, and put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness."
在以弗所书4:22-24，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因为私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是把上帝的形是按上帝的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So it means to truly allow His mind.With all its unselfishness, sacrifice, servanthood, humility, and obedience to captivate us and shape our lives.
这说到当我们真正的愿让这个耶稣的这个心智包括了完全的不自私牺牲的这个态度，还有这个仆人的这个心智谦虚和这个完全顺服的这个这些心智呢，来抓住我们，来磨造我们的生命。
Let's pray together as we finish. Thank God for the amazing free gift of a new heart, a new mind, a new eternal life He's already given us if we put our faith in Christ.
接下来让我们用祷告来做结束，来感谢这个上帝他所赐给我们奇异的这个礼物一个新造的这个心，一个新的这个意念和新的这个永生，他已经在这个耶稣基督的这个信里面呢所赐给每一个信他的人。让我们祷告。
Father, together we thank you for what you've done in our lives.How you've changed us, how you've given us these new things, a new heart, a new mind, a new life. We pray that we use that, that we receive that, we live that out in our lives today, especially with each other, but also in the world, with others around the world, that we don't consider ourselves the most important. We consider others more important. And we, of course, look to you first, and then to others, and then to ourselves. But we know that you will take care of us. We thank you for that. We ask you to bless anybody that hasn't put their faith in you yet, so that they will have that new life also. We pray for young people growing up, that they see being different is not important, but being with you is for their whole life. And we give you thanks, Father, that you revealed that to us in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.